Well, here we are. We've got to step along.
Yeah.
Too much time.
I left my watch home today, too. That's a bad
thing. Well, they probably have a clock in the studio.
As a receptionist over. Miss?
Yeah?
We're Bob and Ray.
You're who?
Bob and Ray.
Wonderful. I'm Mary Elizabeth Jessup.
Nice to know you.
I'd like to know.
Well, we're starting our new show here at CBS Today.
Well, I don't. Have that here on my schedule.
Look, didn't anyone tell you?
Would that be under B, do you suppose?
Well, it might, or B or R, or C and R.
Oh, yes, Bob and Ray. You're downstairs.
Downstairs?
Yes, through that door and down.
Well, is the elevator through there?
The elevator doesn't go down that way.
Oh, we walk down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck on your new show.
Thanks a lot.
Your cast have already gone down.
Good.
Right here.
Fine.
Now I remember you.
Well, at least we're in the right place. I thought you'd kind of be here to meet us though, a little bit.
I would, too.
It's down these stairs here.
Well, I don't know. I thought, you know, the nicest studios were upstairs.
I guess there. Oh, it's another flight of stairs. I thought they kind of bring the red carpet out, you know.
All painted, though. It's very nice and neat.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for this candy wrapper here.
You
know, we have to come up out of here when the show is over.
Just thinking of that, it's pretty kind of a hike.
Ain't no wind.
Oh, we gotta be there soon. Well, it looks like the studio there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, hello, man.
We're Bob and Ray, sir, and the lady upstairs told us that this is the studio we were going to use.
Oh, yes. You'll be here every day, right?
Yes.
I'm Gore, your engineer.
Oh, how do you do?
The sound effects man is right over there.
Oh, how do you do, sir?
How do you do, Bob and Ray?
Say, if this is the studio we're going to use, I don't think the acoustics lend themselves very well.
No, it seems, seems quite echoey. Could we have a little more intimate somehow?
Is there anything you can do?
Haskell, could you pull the curtains over there?
How's that, Gore?
I think you'll find that much better now, Jerry.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you very much.
And a little more light. Could we have just a little bit more light?
Great. Now I think we're all set to go. I'd like you to meet some of the members of our cast, one in particular. This is Wallace Ballou, better known to you as Wally Ballou. He's won so many Dixon Awards, and
I guess there isn't any award that Wally hasn't.
No, I can't think of a prize that a reporter could get that Wallace hasn't received.
Well,
hi, Wally, and
hi, Ray. Hi, Bob, and you make me quite embarrassed with all of the kind flattery of the birds. You've said about me and my work.
Well, Wally, it's very unusual that we are honored with your presence in the studio. I know you're so busy, so taken up outside, really, with broadcasts that we don't often have you in the studio. I wonder if you could, with our listeners, for instance, give a lot in the audience and give them more or less a sample of how you conduct an interview.
Well, I've never done that, Bob.
Come on now, Wally.
I've never done the audience with a newsbook where I do stuff on the street or I go to work.
I'd the fellow down there in the front row and talk with him.
What, it's asleep down there?
I don't think he's asleep. I think he's just fainting.
All right, I'll take my portable microphone then into the Bob and Ray studio audience and chat with, how about you, sir?
I was saying to myself, I hope they pick me.
You were looking the other way, though.
Well, I found in the studio audience, if you say me a lot, the fellow won't pick you, so I made like I didn't want to be selected. Meredith Ackroyd, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
What's your name and where are you from, sir?
My name is Meredith Ackroyd. I'm from Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. And how did you happen to come up to the Bob and Ray show?
Well, I'm on my vacation.
Down, but you'll notice we're in the summer.
I noticed that. Well, I'm here on vacation, and I got a free ticket, and I came in to watch the show.
Wonderful. Have you had your vacation yet, sir, this fine weather that we're
in? Well, I'm on my vacation now, Mr. Ballou.
Oh, you're on it now?
Yes.
Where are you from?
Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Wonderful, and I suppose you'll be here for some weeks, will you?
Well, this is my last week. I go back to work next week.
When do you return to your job?
Next week. This is the last week of my vacation. And it's the first one, too.
Huh?
It was the first and last week of my vacation.
Have you been enjoying your stay here in
very much.
New York?
Yes, sir. I work for the railroad down there in Altoona. And what I do, Mr. Blue, is I'm in charge of washing cars, train cars.
Is there anything interesting we could talk to you about, sir? Maybe what you do, what line of work you're in?
Yes, I think so. You see, I wash train cars.
I would get unusual people with unusual jobs, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Maybe you could tell us about yours.
Well, yes. See, I wash these train cars, Mr.
How much time do I have, engineer?
And we have some funny things happen to us.
What's that,
I say I wash these cars, and we have some funny things happen to us from time to time.
Must be some stories there that would be interesting for
us. Well, we use a warm, soapy water at first to get off the grime that attaches itself to a train. And we don't wash the engine. I want to make that clear. We wash the cars, and we use a small toothbrush to get any difficult stains off. And then
well,
we wipe it down with the Irish linen towel.
I'm a man of the street at Alabama.
And
actually,
I suppose the only unusual thing that would happen is when a window is left open in one of the cars, and we let the water in that way.
Huh?
I said, I suppose the only unusual thing would be when accidentally a window would have been left open and some water would have entered the car.
Sure.
That way.
It would. Do you have a family, sir? You married? Have children?
Yes, I have.
How many?
How many what?
Children.
Oh, I have four children.
Were they with you here on your vacation?
No. Fortunately, they couldn't make it with me. As a matter of fact...
Well, what else can I ask of?
I didn't want to take a vacation with my family. You see, I'm with them 51 weeks of the year, and I thought that I owed it to myself, for Wally, to get away for this 1 week, all by myself. In
wonderful to talk to you, sir, and I want to thank you very much for taking the time to drop by. We appreciate having you there.
Thank you.
All right, Ray.
Okay, back up here on the stage. Come on up. Wally, I think you did a very good job. I know you're
well, I'm not set up for that kind of thing.
No,
I need to go on a news break. I'll sit over here quiet. Ray, stand by right now for what we believe is one of the most unusual and exciting offers ever to have been made by our Bob and Ray Laboratories.
Today we announce our latest kit to help Bob and Ray to fame and fortune, and a worry-free old age kit.
So many of you have asked, how can I help you, fellas? What can I do to give you less to worry about? Isn't there some way you can be assured of a tidy little nest egg on which to retire? Well, now, we're happy to say it is possible.
Listen to what you'll get. First, a common pin sticking your radio dial, locking the pointer into position on your CBS station, so you'll never miss the program.
Second, a piece of skin color adhesive tape to raise the corners of your mouth, giving you the appearance of having a permanent wry grin while you listen to us.
The kit also contains a sign to attach to the front end of your automobile which says, I'm on my way to listen to the Bob and Ray Show.
Plus, another sign to attach to the rear of your automobile which says, I've just been listening to the Bob and Ray Show.
And now, listen to this, gang. You'll get a neatly printed poster to hang over your TV screen when we're on. The poster reads, I'm listening to CBS Radio on the Bob and Ray Show. Just specify what size TV screen you have.
Included in the kit is a postcard addressed to your local CBS station which says, holy cow, I think Bob and Ray are the funniest program on the air. Sure, I want full details on how I can help them to wealth and happiness in their dotage. Rush information. I understand I'll be under some kind of obligation, too.
And here's something extra. If you order right away, we'll include absolutely free a beautiful simulated plastic lapel pin which says in rich-looking old English script, you bet your boots, readers of my lapel button, that I'm behind Bob and Ray and am doing my utmost to ensure them, when they become cranky and senile, their worries will not be monetary.
So hurry up now and get in on this once-in-a-lifetime offer from the Bob and Ray Laboratory. For all the material, plus the simulated plastic lapel pin for profit, write today to Aging Bob and Ray, CBS Radio, 485 Madison Avenue, New York.
That's Aging Bob and Ray, CBS Radio, 485 Madison Avenue, New York.
Well, I guess it's time now for us to head over to the cast party, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait for the reviews to come out.
Sorry, it's all over.
It went very fast. We hope you'll all be with us every day.
Monday through Friday, when we'll be here with you.
So, until the next time, then, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Copyright Golden Navy.